T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Jimmy Watkins is going to join us at high noon. Tim May, 1 o'clock. And we'll continue talking. I want to get back into, not back into, I want to talk some baseball with the World Series because it looks like that might go, hopefully it goes seven games. I do. I'm just, as an outsider, I want it to go seven games.
It's tough to beat Yamamoto right now.
Yeah.
So it's been on one.
Kind of feels like it's going that way. And then Tim May, I want to get into Ohio State and Penn State today too. And of course, we got to get into some Halloween stuff, right? I mean, there's no way we're going to avoid that today.
Without question. It must happen. It must.
I just want to make sure.
We have advice we need to hand out. And Lord knows our children and nieces and nephews won't listen to us. So damn it, you people are getting our advice.
I got to be honest. I want to hear somebody say, don't trade Miles. We've been sitting here for an hour, and no one has... I want to hear the argument on why you wouldn't trade him now.
I'd love to hear it.
I haven't heard it
I'm
yet.
Wide
I mean,
open.
I mean, I can
there will
make
be no pushback. There will be no fight. I want to hear your argument.
I mean, I can make an argument to keep Myles Garrett. Why would you want to mess up a defense that already has you going? You only have to fix the offense going into next year if you want to come back, and you've got two first-round picks. And so you did a decent job of drafting players this year. Why would you want to walk away from a defense that feels like it's, at times, one of the best in the NFL this year? Why would you do that? How many are you going to be able to replace Myles Garrett? No, you're not. You're not replacing Myles Garrett. So you're asking for a deficiency on defense if you make that move. Is it worth it?
If I can find a way to trade one blue chip player, God, the problem is this roster is so devoid of talent. Let's be honest. All right, let's look at this really quick. And if I miss somebody, correct me accordingly.
Okay.
You got a blue chipper in Myles Garrett, right?
Yep.
Best players. And I'm calling a blue chip one of the five best players of their position.
Yeah.
I would put Denzel Ward as a blue chip player when he's on the field and healthy.
Okay.
So you got two right there.
Okay.
I think Swesinger is already at least a red chip guy, and we'll call a red chip guy a top 10 player at his position.
Okay.
So you got that going for you. Mason Graham is, the arrow is pointing up on Mason Graham. So you seem like you're in a decent place with that. Tyson Campbell so far has looked good. Let's see how it continues to look. boy, that guy is fast as all get out, isn't he? Good golly.
It's fun.
So, and Grant Delpit. Grant Delpit is probably a blue chipper. Or you know what? Grant Delpit is probably a red chipper with the potential by the end of the year to be a blue chipper.
Yeah, he's playing that way.
He's been awesome. He's going to probably make an all-pro this year, which is phenomenal.
Okay.
So there's where your defense sits. So I got three blues and a red, all right? So I got four guys there. On the offensive side of the ball,
you have two guys on the offensive ball, side of the ball that appear to be today, let's be honest, today as long-term assets for the offense. It's right. Fannin and Judkins.
Yep.
Yeah, otherwise you just don't know. I mean, I don't, and I say that where I believe Njoku is, you know, I'm not red blue, but I'm somewhere.
He's one of the top
consistent.
He's top 15.
Yeah.
He's top 15.
But I don't know what David's long term future is on this. I'm talking about long term future.
But
I believe they think Isaiah Bond can be that guy, can be one of those guys.
Rookies are bad. I'm willing to give you time. I will always say that, and I know it's meant to be mean. Rookies are bad, and if you look better at the end of the season than you do at the beginning of the season, it's a success. Always think of Darius Garland. Darius Garland was one of the worst players in basketball his rookie year. Rookies are bad. As long as it looks better by the end of the season,
well, some rookies are bad. Some guys, I mean, we have Carson Schwechter walked out there and looked like he's been playing for 5 years in the NFL.
Okay, I will rephrase that.
Okay.
The majority of rookies are bad.
The majority of rookies need some patience. I'll give you that.
And that's what I mean.
I'll come back around.
I mean by bad. When they get on the field, you look at them and go, oh my gosh, this guy is a mess. And by the end of the year, if it looks better than it did in the beginning of the year, you feel good about it and could consider it possibly a success. Very few rookies come in and make an immediate, unbelievable impact on your team. Typically, it's year two, year three.
G, Cleveland. What's up, G?
All right, G.
Hey, G.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you? We're kicking around this Charles Robinson thing.
I just want to say, talking about Andrew Berry and his draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll credit for this year as far as the defense, but we need to understand that Jim Schwartz runs the defense. So, with that said, they drafted the best players. Now, since Andrew Berry has been the
GM
on the offense, who have we drafted under Stefanski and Berry that has progressed and done well? Now, and the point I'm trying to make is, the last time that we drafted good offensive players, it was under Dorsey.
Right.
The guy that's now Detroit. So it clearly shows that the Browns devalue offensive players. And the issue is not the defense. The Browns need to concentrate on the offense.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is terrible. The basic plays that NFL teams, even during preseason, run, we can't even execute. It's not even about Dillon Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, or any of that. It's about executing the plays. The coaches are in charge of getting these guys together. And Stefanski has done nothing to improve it. Luck played a lot.
So you're saying are you saying that Stefanski has had the talent to make this team better? I'm just clean up what you're saying there. I'm just trying to figure out what the main point is.
No. What I'm saying is that Andrew Berry and Stefanski.
That's all right.
I'll go.
They didn't concentrate on the offense. How on God's green earth you're not going to draft? How are you going to take a third-round pick and not draft a wide receiver or a good offensive?
Have you seen his history of third-round draft picks with wide receivers? It's not exactly so stellar. Thank you, G. Appreciate it.
They would come back and say, we view Isaiah Bond as a third-round pick. They've paid him accordingly. That's what they would tell you.
Okay.
I'm not impressed yet. Again, still time.
Who's theirs? I mean, if you look at Andrew's guys,
so Tillman,
Andrew has one first round pick on this team. One, Mason Graham. That's it.
Yeah, and he biffed Wills.
Okay.
That pick flopped.
That's it. I mean, and if, so you want to go back and look at a general manager and go say, he wasn't a very good general. He has one first round pick on this team. One. You want to talk? You talked about the offense, guys that he's picked. Everybody that is a draft pick that's essentially a starter this year, Fannin, Gabriel, Judkins, right? Sampson, if you want to call him a starter. You could put Shedeur in that. I'm just saying, with the possibility to start.
Right, they are starters.
You're not
now
getting a whole lot. And it's this year, last year. Zinter, Whipler, Thrash, that's all on offense.
They are starters.
Ford's from 22. Ford was in the 22 draft. So
now, the quality of those starters is another conversation.
Right, I'm just saying.
But they are starters.
Homegrown.
Right.
Jim in Strongsville, save me. Hi, Jim.
All right, Jim.
Hey, guys. Yeah, listen, I make that trade. I understand all the emotional reasons not to. I really do. Mm-hmm. The problem is, look, by keeping Miles around and like, we're trying to win, look, the curtain's been pulled back. The charade is over. I mean, by keeping Miles, what are you really doing? You're not doing anything for Miles. You're really not helping your team long term because you're not in a position to. And I would say, whether you trust Andrew Berry, his last draft was good. No. Andrew Berry's gone. Listen. His last draft was nice. It was nice. I don't know that I would call it exceptional. You look at this team right now and you look at their three biggest places of need, quarterback, wide receiver, and line. And those to me are blue chip important areas where you pay guys. Andrew Berry's had 6 years and he's whiffed everywhere at those
Jim,
three spots.
So if you can him, who you bring in?
See, I don't like that assumes that there's no names out there. I'm not inside baseball guy that knows like who's out there where. My guess would be that there's plenty of qualified individuals to be general managers of NFL football teams out there. I mean, this idea that like, if you don't have somebody, I get it. You want to have somebody in mind when you talk about the coach, but I'm not there with the GM. But okay. I understand what you're saying. I'm just like, look, it's the same thing we had the other day when Ross Tucker was on with the guys. Like, we're supposed to accept this mediocrity because it's the best we've had since they've been back. Like, that's the dumbest idea ever. Like, sorry, you serfs, you only deserve to have this. Like, this is the best it's going to get for you.
Also the other side of it, which is the grass greener in the unknown than it is in the known? That's more the question that I was asking.
Well,
like, that's kind of how I meant
6 years.
It.
Dan, how have the 6 years been for you?
What do they need? Twice?
What do they need? 10 years? Were they ever a Super Bowl contender in any of those years? And I take 2020 out of it. I'm going to say this. 2020 was such – please let's discount 2020 and take it out. And the reason I say that is with COVID that year, it was such a weird year. I don't think you could put anything historically on somebody's record from that year and say and say that that was any kind of sign of what something was going to be or should have been or was. because I just don't believe that. I think it was just a one-off year.
Okay, so then no, I'm really going to tick you off. You ready? Does that mean we have to then get rid of blaming Andrew Berry for the Jedrick Wills pick? Because that was that same draft.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think – I know, and here's why. Because he basically took a guy who is what we found out doesn't really like football, doesn't really like playing football. Is he even playing? Is he even on a roster right now?
He's recovering from an injury. That's what they say.
Sure. You took a guy who didn't like football. I mean, that's right up there with taking the cornerback that didn't even work out for the team way back when we took him in the first round. To me, that's 101. Like, that's a personality thing. You should be able to tell in an interview whether a guy really likes football or not. So, I'm not going to give him free pass on that. I'm just saying, Dan, I get what you're saying.
No. I appreciate the conversation because it's making me think. I appreciate that.
But after 6 years, this is where we're at. And you can say that there were all these different factors that factored into it. Every team and every organization, maybe not to this extreme or this level, has wrenches thrown into the gears at some point in time. It's how you react to those gears. It's how you overcome those. It's what you do, you know. And Andrew Berry's done a fine job. And I'll say fine. He's done an okay job, like bringing in free agents at wide receiver. But look, his drafts are just bad. There's nothing. Whitler's the only guy that he's taken that looks like he's ready to step into the offensive line role next year. That's a problem. I mean, and I get it. They didn't have first round picks, and some years they didn't have second round picks. But at the end of the day, you got to hit later in the draft if you want to be successful. You got to at least get players. So no, I'm done with this experiment.
Hmm. All right, thank you, Jim. I know better than to do this, and I started looking back at drafts.
Stop it. He's not here. You don't have to appease him by playing his games.
I'm not. I look back.
Don't play Jeff Phelps games.
I just want to say nobody personally. Wins. This is a personal thank you to Joel Bitonio for saving the 2014 draft. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate you. Appreciate everything you've done for this team.
Nobody because wins when I look when you
at
play this
when
game.
I look at the hot garbage that was right there with you that you were picked with, especially the two guys that got picked in front of you. You know, he started talking about guys that don't want to play football. What in the world were they thinking when they picked Justin Gilbert? Oh, what in the world were they? Who I,
nobody
like
buddy wins
like the war I man I all right I won't even go there. I'm done.
Don't do it. It's bad for your health.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more with the Browns, and then I want to talk some baseball because I hope this thing goes seven games.
You're better off eating six Reese's Cups. Those are better for your health than you reading that thing.
Why? So Phelps can destroy my dream of Reese's Cups again?
Fine. You're better off eating six Snicker bars than reading that. It's better for your health.
I love Reese's Cups. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. My whole life. Then 3 years ago, he goes, you know, there's a lot of salt in there. And now all I taste is salt. He ruined my Halloween. It's a good thing he's not here to defend
himself.
Coming
up next, list of things that Jeff Phelps has ruined, and we'll play music under it.
Oh, that does sound good. Basketball. Oh, that does sound good.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit /bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount+.